Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Our intern Mikey's got himself in a situation where he's wondering if he's being an a-hole or not.
Yeah. So, let me break it down. I had a roommate. I got three other roommates other than me. I'm not my own roommate. He was living with me. He dropped out during Christmas time. After he dropped out, some things came to light about him. So, we had to cut ties. It was a mess. And
you're not going
to
get the tea?
He laid his hands on his lady.
Oh, yeah.
We had to do it. Real rough.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Yeah. See ya.
Yeah, they were comfortable yelling in front of me, but I didn't know that it got to that point. So that room turned into a guest room, bathroom. It was a circus in there all the time because he didn't lock his door. And most of his stuff was moved out. So it was just random people walking in and out of there all the time. One time, me and the old ball and chain, we're sitting in the living room for like 2 hours whenever some random person comes walking out of the room. So it's like people I don't even know are in my house. But I had this friend. She is doing a nursing internship in Milledgeville. She had to move out of her apartment. So I said, if you need to finish it up, you can stay in this extra room. And so she said she'd do that. I washed the sheets, got all the circus juice out.
Circus
juice.
I'm gonna Urban Dictionary that real quick.
I don't think you'll find it.
Let's just say you can also see that with a black light as well.
You're learning a lot this week.
Sexual education here.
When you listen to our texting tutor yesterday, we defined a term for Abby that she had never heard before. You'll hear it tomorrow because we recorded it yesterday.
Yeah. So she's staying there. Her mom cooked me. Or baked, I guess you call it, cookies and brownies as a gesture for my hospitality.
Did you tell her also cash is nice?
Cookies or brownies. But also, let's make this clear. I offered her my room because I didn't want to stick her in that nightmare place, but she denied it. Whatever. She calls me one morning crying. It's never good when a lady calls you crying. She's crying. I said, what's happening? What's going on? Turns out she was sleeping. She was working nights, so she was sleeping during the day. There was someone pounding on the door.
Door of the house or door of the bedroom?
They got into the house. Okay. They were pounding on the bedroom door, saying, is anyone in there? Who's in there? They end up opening the door. She jumps up and gets dressed super fast. It turns out to be my ex-roommate's parents to go like collect whatever stuff he had left. I assured her before she moved in, nobody's going to be back. There's no possible chance. They haven't been back in 6 months. What are you, crazy? They came back. The dad is a maniac, too. So he's yelling at her, like, who is this lady in my son's room? He's yelling at her. She's crying. She ran across the street to a parking lot and called me immediately. Girls crying have a weird effect on men. I think everyone reacts differently. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to help. I was laughing. She was laughing too, to be fair. She was laughing through the tears. But I didn't know how to help her. But she is legitimately angry with me because that happened.
And you were just trying to do a good thing.
Yeah, I was trying to be a good guy.
I don't think you're an a-hole. I think you just made an honest mistake.
Yeah.
Assuming that the parents wouldn't come back to get stuff. Because she's in this room, so it's not her stuff. It's like, it's your old roommate's bed. It's your old roommate's dresser. It's all of his old stuff.
Yeah.
That everybody's just been using and putting their circus juice all over.
Yeah.
Okay.
It does feel like that's how life works, right? Like, you get 6 months, not a peep, not a sound, and then the one time you try to do something nice, of course, that would be the time that they try to come back.
Exactly. So she is legitimately mad at me, and I'm like, I didn't know anything. Come on. Got me slack.
Yeah, claim ignorance at that point, man. Yeah. Absolutely. So what happened with the parents? Did they yell at her, and then they take off?
They yelled at her. She called me, so I had to text the guy, even though I didn't want to, and I said, this is what happened. I should have let you know. Didn't do it. He said, it's all good. I cleared it up. But now, I think she moved out. She might have taken her cookies with her, too.
You're in this really, really, how old are you now?
What am I, 21?
21, yeah. You get a lot of grace from parents because you just are going to do stupid things.
Yeah.
So while they might be mad at you for a second, they're just like, they're going to be like, ah, dude's 21.
Yeah, I put a lot on being an idiot.
So you made a mistake, assuming that the parents wouldn't come back and get the stuff. So, and it was a nice gesture to let her stay there while she was doing her nursing internship. But because a mistake was made, and you on that, it was a mistake, right?
Yeah.
An honest one. It wasn't like, so how did you make it up to her?
I'm going to give her some cookies and brownies.
There you go.
It is. I'm glad you didn't say circus cheese.
The Burt Show.